nice to get another good start. You know, it's been the theme, getting a lot of good starts, and good to see Grant fill up the strike zone. I think only one walk. So a really nice job by him. Could have went back out if it didn't rain. But the once we got the delay there, it was too long descending back out. So it was great to see Lopi come in and throw the ball well. Velocity's back up there. I think Lopi's coming along. And it sounds crazy, but I think the game may have turned in the first inning because Michael Harris hustles down the line and keeps the inning going, stays away from the double play, beats the throw, and allows Austin to come up and hit a three-run homer in the first inning. So that was a big play. It's probably going to go under the radar, but that was a big play right there. And then it's good to see the offense turning on today.
When you've seen Austin slowly, start building here a day like today, just to get you more excited about what the next couple weeks could bring?
Yeah. I mean, we know Austin's going to he's going to get really hot and take off. There's been spurts here and there, but he's going to start stringing it together and he's going to take off. So, these are the ebbs and flows of a season, especially offensively. Offense is going to fluctuate, over the course of the year. Sometimes you'll get some guys that have been smoking hot and they're going to cool off, and then the other guys will get hot. So, Austin's time is coming.
And just to see how quickly a week can change things, think about where Yaz's confidence is now compared to last week.
Yeah, it's another good one today for Yaz. Really good to see. He had a nice homestand. So, hopefully this is the start of something big for him. And like I said, the work's paying off. He's been really getting after it.
Just really big again for Grant to save that pen with seven more in a row coming up against division opponents.
Yeah, exactly. It's still seven more to go. That's why I really wanted to stay away from the back end of our pen again today to give him a full reset. That was the plan, and we were able to do it. The offense picked us up and gave us breathing room, and we were able to do that, which is nice. We go into Miami now, and those guys are ready to go. We got a full rack and ready to go. So, great job by Grant. Yeah.
Is your expectation still that Eli gets activated tomorrow?
I think there's a chance. I'm not exactly sure, but I know it's been trending that way. But I don't know if that's official yet. Yeah.
And Acuña will continue to work out with you the next few days.
Yes, Acuña will be with us. The turf in Miami is a bit of a factor with him. So we'll see how that goes. I'm sure he'll continue his pregame workouts. But that is part of the equation here, these next several days being in Miami on that turf.
Schwalenbach threw earlier today ahead of the game. What's the benchmark with him now that he's through that?
Oh, he's in the very early stages of throwing. He's just playing light catch right now and did it for the first time on Friday, second time today. So talked to him today. I mean, no issues, and we didn't think there would be. I mean, he's going really light, but it's going to be a progression for him, and he's another one. He's got a ways to go, but I'm sure it was nice for him to actually throw a baseball. It's been a long time since he's done that.
Well, I would like to ask you about Jose Azócar. How do you like his performers?
He's a pro, man. That's why he keeps getting big league time, because he made an unbelievable play in left field today. He can run. He's got some big hits for us, giving us good at bats. They got the bunt hits, so he can do some things to help you win games, and can really defend. So. Yeah, Jose's a pro. He's a pro.
What does it say about his ability to step up? It shows about the depth that's in the system.
Yeah. Eli goes out for a week, and you're able to call up a guy that's a big leaguer. Jose's a big leaguer. And you plug him right in, and he's played a big role this series. So, it's nice. we've talked about our depth a lot. Our depth is better than it's been in a long time.
Along those same lines, I mean, Jose, Sandy, Jarvis, seems like no matter who joins this club, they contribute. Is that happenstance, or is that because of the clubhouse? What do you contribute to that?
I think there's some multiple factors there. I do think that if you got a good thing going, you got a good clubhouse, good culture, it tends to raise the bar for whoever comes into the room. And I think it's always been that way here in Atlanta. They seem to get the best version of players when they come through here. So I think there's some truth to that. And, you know, tip your cap to the guys that are doing it. You know, the guys you mentioned, I mean, they're the ones out there performing. But, I think it's a really good environment. I think it brings out the best out of the guys.
Anything else?
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.